Everybody brought their own baggage of knowledge, and that is very important. Everybody, they have cultural differences. That is also very important. And communication, that is the number one, connections.
Hello and welcome back to the Move the World with Words podcast. I'm Adrian Cohn. I'm the director of brand and communications at SmartLang, a language translation company that enables our customers to connect with consumers anywhere today. This podcast is all about the people behind global commerce, the translators. And today I have a very special guest, Ella Wexler. Welcome to the show, Ella.
Thank you.
Ella, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. And I am attending that very nice, very beautiful conference, ATA, which I very, very, very recommend to everybody.
We are recording this live at the ATA 60 conference in Palm Springs, California. And Ella is from Phoenix. How long have you been living in Phoenix for?
Approximately 1 year.
1 year. Great. And where were you before that?
Oh, that was very big history. And we came to Tucson, Arizona in 1993. That is also last century. And after that, after 13 years being Tucsonian, we moved to South Carolina.
So you've bounced around the United States quite a bit.
But everything is very relatively.
That is true indeed. Tell us, Ella, you're a translator, a language translator. What languages do you translate?
Russian to English, English to Russian.
Beautiful, beautiful. And do you work from home? Do you work from an office?
I worked for some agencies before, but from last year, we decided to open our own company. That company.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The name of that company, we translate. That is stand for our first name and last name. That is my name, Ella Wexler, and my husband, Eugene Wexler. And that is an abbreviation.
Beautiful. So it's the two of you tag teaming work for your clients?
And that is right.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how did you guys get into the business?
From our experience since 1997, we did so many translations for Rotary International, for different companies, for private clients. From our experience, we decided we already feel like taste of the own business will be. And we decided to open our own company.
But years ago, let's go back to when you started working as a translator. What is it about translating that got you excited? Why did you become a translator?
Because I'm native in Russian, and that is very popular now. And first of all, I just would like to tell you, the person who does the best of the best what he can, that is very good results.
Certainly. Can you tell us a little bit about your expertise? Do you do a specific type of translation within the English to Russian, Russian to English?
I have background, engineering background, mechanical engineering. And since that, I can apply my knowledge to what I'm doing. For example, I do technical translation and interpretation. I did for Maybach company. You know, that is very famous company.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes.
You I've know. Heard of them. Yeah, sure.
And I did for them simultaneous translation many years ago on a very famous conference that was in Tucson, Arizona.
Great.
And also I did some translations and I've been a case manager for Tucson International Alliance of Refugees Community. That is also was very nice and beautiful experience, work with people, different ages and different nationalities. I did some help for people who need help just like for themselves without any money. like volunteering job.
Right. Ella, tell me a little bit about when you're not translating, what sort of things do you do for fun?
Okay. That is interesting because I don't know, maybe some people love that, but I couldn't find my hobby very close to my house where I live. It's very rare now. I play table tennis.
Ping pong.
The game called ping pong, but the sport called table tennis. And that is what I like.
I love that game too.
I love.
It's too bad we don't have a table. We could play here.
Yes.
That would be
fun,
right?
By the way, I brought my paddle.
Did you?
I did.
That's so cool. Do you bring it everywhere when you travel?
Yes.
Do you really? Have you played since you've been in Palm Springs?
No.
Why not?
Because I couldn't find the table tennis.
So you're very serious about table tennis, it sounds like. Have you ever entered a competition?
Yes.
Have you won?
I got third place in my competition.
That's amazing. Well, do you and your husband play at home?
No, my husband, I play with different players. Sometimes it's my husband, but he likes different kind of games.
Okay.
But we play sometimes together.
And you win, I assume.
Yes.
Yes, I had a feeling. Okay. Tell me a little bit about what sort of things are happening in the industry that you think are really important to think about and talk about right now.
How everything else, that industry can go very, very far from their knowledge. I attend that conference. I learn a lot and so many possibilities. And I think yesterday I saw that very beautiful book. It's called Move the World with Words.
Yes.
That is beautiful photography.
Thank you.
And just very amazed how people, they can improve in their knowledge and professionalism.
Well, the book is all, for those of you who are listening that may not have seen the book yet, it's called Move the World with Words, and you can buy a copy at smartlink.com/book. We wrote the book, Ella, because there are really interesting people behind global commerce, being you and others who are translators. And we thought it was important to tell their stories. And of course, this podcast is an extension of that idea. And we're learning a little bit about you today and your personal interests and your professional background. What does Move the World with Words mean to you?
Diversity.
Diversity. Tell me more about that.
We are here in the United States and everybody brought their own baggage of knowledge. And that is very important. Everybody, they have cultural differences. That is also very important. And communication, that is the number one. Connections, communications.
Yeah.
That is number one idea how to make world better.
Have you had experiences in the past where you felt like you weren't able to connect directly with your customers, your clients? And it had a negative impact on your ability to do the work?
First of all, that is advertisement. I just would like to ask you, if you need some help and you are not kind of reliable, you will ask for a help from somebody who is professional.
Right.
That is a way how, first of all, you can help people just if they need help. And after all, you can do business because you can do what you can do. If that is really, really good, you can help others.
Absolutely. So what sort of things would you think need changing in the industry? If there was something you could change in the language translation industry, what would it be?
People need to listen to each other.
Mm.
That is important.
Absolutely. Okay, you ready to play a couple of rapid fire games?
I will try.
Okay. What's your favorite word?
Love.
Favorite app?
Now I have ATA.
ATA?
Uh-huh.
The application on your phone? Okay.
That's true.
Favorite band?
Beatles.
Love them. Favorite book?
So many of them. Just so many. But I love Omar Khayyam poetry.
Beautiful. Favorite destination?
Europe.
That's beautiful. Well, this has been a really nice conversation with you, Ella. somebody who works in the United States but supports translation for customers who are either trying to translate from English into Russian or Russian into English. You are certainly one of the heroes behind Global Commerce, and we thank you so much, not only for being on the podcast, but for being part of the industry.
Thank you so much. Very, very glad to see you. And thank you for inviting me here.
Thank you.